Maurice was brushing her long hair gently down. It was the afternoon of Carnival. As she brushes it gently down, Reuben was strumming his painted mandolin. It wasn't laid with a pretty face in jade. He played the Carnival parade. Cherise was dressing his pirouette in white when a fatal vision gripped her tight. Cherise, beware tonight. Reuben, Reuben, tell me truly true. I feel afraid and I don't know why I do. Is there another girl for you? You could see in my heart, you would know it's true. There's none, Cherise, except for you. Except for you. Swear to it on your very soul, for if you lie, I must fall down cold. Masquerade began at nightfall, finally woke. Like waves against the bandstand, dancers broke to the painted mandolin. When Reuben played the painted mandolin, the breeze would stop to listen in before going its way again. Looking out on the crowd who was standing there, sweet Ruby Claire at her Reuben stared. Her Reuben stared. She was dressed as pirouette in red, and her hair hung gently down. The crowd pressed round. Ruby stood as though alone. Reuben's song took on a different tone, and he played it just for her. Played was the Carnival parade. Each note cut a thread of Cherise's fate, cut through like a blade. Reuben put down the painted mandolin. Ruby froze and turned to stone. Well, the strings played all alone. The voice of Cherise from the face of the mandolin said, Reuben, Reuben, tell me true. I have no one but you. You could see in my heart, you would know it's true. There's none, Cherise, except for you. Except for you. Reuben, swear to it on your very soul, for if you lie, I must fall down cold. A hoiled ferryman, a riverboat, a chair and ride. Though alive, take Reuben to the other side, where a sweet Cherise has died. It's a long, lonely walk from hell to the burying ground. Cherise may return, but don't you look around, for your glance would cut her down. The truth of love another song must tell. The course of love must follow blind. Reuben looked behind. Reuben walked the streets of New Orleans till dawn, with the ghost of Cherise in his empty arms, and her hair hung gently down.